David, this is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. Get low and get ready to rock, because you're about to listen to Casually Lit.
I've made a decision all on my own. I'm going to redo all of our intros with Drake music. What's up? This is Casually Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Vito.
I'm Chris.
Who's Vito? Don Vito? Like from Viva La Bam, that fat guy that does all the funny stuff and falls down? That guy?
Yeah. No, it's in Vito, everything being Drake.
No! That's my lifelong goal. I'm obsessed with Drake right now.
We have casual checks and balances on this show. You don't even know.
Yeah.
No!
I don't know why it's so clean in here right now. It's almost eerie. It's like really clean and quiet. It's like, ah!
Well, we did sweep earlier.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Sorry, David.
We need more lemon pledge.
Well, here at Casually Lit, we drink a lot of beer, and we also drink, what are these things called?
Craft soda? Sodas?
Why are we still here? Just to suffer.
This is a craft soda to try. Right. Let's let Chris try it first.
It's a craft soda?
Yeah, he's our resident non-beer drinker.
Green
apple.
Ecto slime?
Green ecto slime.
Yeah, so I saw this bottle and I thought, oh, that's a very bright green bottle. I wonder what kind of clear liquid is inside. No, it was a clear bottle with very green liquid.
That is a very, very slight hint of green apple with a lot of, like, chemicals.
Breathing in the chemicals.
Oh, it smells like ass, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's...
That tastes like just something you should not be drinking.
God, that's straight up mistake soda. It's sweet. It's got a hint of sweetness amidst the floor cleaner.
Yeah, the aftertaste is a little weird.
Well, let me not recommend putting it up your nose, because that also sucks. It just went there because Chris made me laugh.
You could probably make meth out of this.
Yeah.
I have a question.
That's a soundbite.
What in the entire shit is this?
It is.
One of two mistakes. Yep.
This is grass-flavored soda.
I got that now.
I'm going to start eating grass now.
I was hoping it would have a little hop taste to it, but nope. It doesn't taste much like grass to me. It does smell kind of like it.
It smells like after you've mown the lawn and you're trying to wash all the stuck cakes of grass out from underneath your mower, and then the hose like ricochets and brings some of that chlorophyll into your fucking mouth. That's what this tastes like with some sugar.
Yeah, I get a little taste of it. A little taste of it.
Hey, Rody, see if the sink is thirsty.
What's really bad is I paid $3 for this soda.
Oh, man.
But it was totally worth it.
Who makes this soda? Rocket Jones soda or something?
Rocket Fizz.
John Deere?
Rocket
Fizz. That's not it.
Rocket Fizz.
I think it's that one. See if it's that one.
Yes, Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Piss.
I think Sunday after the Rangers game, we went to the candy store.
Oh, nice. Boy, there's some disappointed children somewhere drinking this.
I got this new soda from the candy store.
Well, Chris is going to finish it.
I guess I have to finish mine, Rody.
Don't worry, this next one's dark chocolatey chocolate.
Yeah, it looks like cherry soda, but judging on the color of the last liquid.
It actually looks kind of like a beer.
Yeah. We should definitely let David test this one first.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Have we talked about how the UV radiation degrades colas?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
With this clear glass bottle.
Here we go.
Yeah, these are bottle-aged, bottle-treated.
Okay, this smells a lot more like it should.
That's how they make Nuka-Cola.
Oh, my God. That smells terrible.
It smells like fucking Home Depot.
That's weird. That's the flavor.
How dare you, sir.
What is this? Cardboard?
Close.
Oh, shit.
This is sawdust. This is fucking...
Oh, damn.
Just so you know, every week I bring a beer, Jason brought you cola.
Craft soda. Oh, my God, it smells so bad, though. Like, really bad.
Oh, this is unpleasant and fucking difficult.
Good God. Tastes like Play-Doh.
It tastes like what it is.
Not Play-Doh.
That's so gross.
Sticky tack or whatever the hell that green crap is.
Rody's dumping number two.
Is it supposed to be spicy?
You might dump and rinse, man. You're going to need to rinse these you're going to have that flavor in your beer.
Oh, man. Oh,
that, ladies and gentlemen, was dirt.
fucking dirt? Hey, I got kind of close. I said it's Home Depot.
Yeah, no, that's why I was laughing so hard. So we just had grass and dirt sodas.
Awesome.
I thought that would be fun.
Great. Now a plant's going to grow out of my fucking stomach, man. I watched that episode of Rugrats, okay? Oh, Angelica God. Was down there watering that seed, that watermelon seed. What a bitch.
Yeah, that was freaky. That was freaky as a kid.
Do we have any actual beer?
You all right there, David?
Oh, I just got this taste of fucking ground in my mouth right now.
Nope, you know just two more.
What's that, Chris?
We should mix them.
Oh, try earth. There's some left.
Yeah.
That probably tastes like flowers.
Let's totally mix it.
Here, we'll let Chris do that because he's
there
a...
There you go. Science. Science is happening on this podcast. Ooh, I thought maybe the bright green liquid pouring into the red liquid would make it more appetizing. It does not.
You know what would be hilarious if that's the way it was designed? So this turns out to be epic. Chris is like, this is the best fucking soda I've ever had.
Individually harsh-ass chemicals. There's fucking fertilizer in there. That's what that chemical is.
This tastes like it's creepy crawlers.
What does it smell like, Chris? Are you liking it?
It smells like just that grass soda. It's just an overpowering chemical smell.
I don't know what that smell is on that.
It's like phenols and...
It's not good.
It's just
holy
harsh.
Shit, that's actually good.
You're lying. You just want us to drink from that nasty ass can.
What a dick.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Now that brand looks terrible.
He didn't hesitate. He just said it's bad. Here you go, sir.
Was that Rocket Piss?
Yeah. Rocket Fizz.
Rocket Fizz.
So Rocket Fizz is a new candy store that opened in Arlington. And like I said, after the Rangers game, we randomly stopped by finally. And I was like, what's in here? And someone had mentioned that they had grass and dirt sodas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was Sean from Mallory and Sean.
Oh, nice.
Is that a new TV series?
Mallory and Sean. That sounds like a hell of a TV show name. You're welcome, by the way. You guys can have that.
Nice.
I mean, I'll be upset if I don't get any royalties, but they could start a podcast, Mallory and Sean.
Yeah.
Ooh, beer and photography.
Ooh. Beer photos.
I'm on it. Now, this smells much better. This next one is a...
Yeah, this one has a very distinct beer smell to it.
Of course. Start the day with a 9% IPA. That makes fucking sense.
9%? Oh, good. I didn't have plans.
So evidently, Lorelei now ships out to San Antonio. So I found their double IPA, their Ephira. It's 9%, and it smells great.
Yeah, it does.
Where is Lorelei?
Corpus Christi.
There we go. So we've never had this,
it's like
huh?
There was an echo in here.
Oh, this is the Defensive Mermaid logo.
Mm-hmm.
It's very offensive to me. I'm offended right now. Just drinking it.
You know, how long has this been sitting on a shelf? Because I'm not getting very much hops out of that. Big nose, but not so much in the flavor.
Oh, February 12th.
Huh.
Something is wrong with this.
Yeah.
Or well, also, we just had cola.
Right. It tastes quite earthy. I'm getting some grass notes from the hops and fertilizer.
Dirt. No, I would say that the hops have definitely dropped out of this.
Mm-hmm. It's not overly sweet. It's still really dry.
I wonder what hops that's supposed to be.
I don't know. San Lacan?
Equinot?
Nope. Citra, Simcoe, and Wami.
Oh,
Wami. So it's supposed to be tropical. So this might be leaning more towards a New England-esque tropical IPA, less bitter.
I see.
So that would make a little more sense.
It's interesting.
But it's still good.
Their tap room's kind of interesting.
Do they have naked mermaids everywhere?
Yes.
When the hurricane tore down?
Oh, did they? Did it blow over?
I think it did some damage.
Oh. Yeah. It's a small place. Their brew house is like in a room the size of this podcast studio.
Jesus.
And it's like a 10-15 barrel brew house. It's T9C. And they're using every square foot and cubic foot of vertical space in that place. We went there for Christmas New Year's 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. God damn. Who's taking my time away?
It does better to not think about time at all, ever.
Yeah.
To just never think about it does better.
Oh, I remember where all my fucking time went. New Maine.
Oh, that's an interesting place.
Yeah.
I hear great things are going down there.
Very true. They are.
I wish I would stop by every once in a while.
I hear you blew through 4 sixtals.
I did. So we did a collaboration with our friend Derek of Dirty Jab Brewing down in Mansfield.
Someone's got to brew it.
We did a dry Irish red called Red Brick Road. It's named after a very esoteric reference on the internet. When Dorothy follows the yellow brick road to the land of Oz, she follows it to a giant circle with a swirl where the yellow brick road meets the red brick road. Well, apparently there's a faction on the internet that says, where's the red brick road lead?
Good question.
Where does that go? We want you to think about that. while you drink the beer that is now gone and you can't ever get back.
Actually, he might. Clock tease.
I haven't talked to Derek in a couple days. He might still have some down in Dirty Job Brewing in Mansfield. So
yeah,
y'all should pilgrimage out to there.
Yeesh.
And ask where the Red Brick Road leads.
To Dirty Job Brewing.
Hey.
That's yeah, where it goes.
They also just released Session Bock.
Session Bock.
Yeah.
Dirty Jab.
I forget what the name of it was.
Dirty Jab
Session
did?
Bock. Session Job. Session Bock. Part-time. It's called part-time.
Part-time.
Part-time Jab.
Part. Oh.
I got references.
Oh, damn, son.
This is going to be another one of those really good shows because we all had coffee and energy drinks before we started.
Oh, no.
And didn't work a full fucking day.
I forgot the Allen wrench for this chair.
Got one downstairs.
Dude, that's awesome, know what I mean. Though, that they named a beer part-time job.
I don't know if that's the actual name, but
just
thrown out there. If you know, feel free to use that, Derek. Copyright 2018. Casually Lit.
New Main Brewing. Casually Lit Studios. A sub company under New Main, like how you can like stack them all?
Casually Lit is a company. Subsidiary of New Main Brewing Company and Nautilus Enterprises. 2018 copyright. Fuck you.
Nautilus Enterprises, that's badass. Hope that's not taken.
Me and David Gill, we've got something in the works there.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh,
for copyright.
Is 4040 Adventures going to be underneath that too?
Nautilus Expeditions.
Okay. Shit's getting crazy. Find a Nautilus, get your trip, get $2 off of your expensive trip.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ah, very nice. But yeah, we blew through all that beer. We also have a very rare beer that will definitely be gone by the time folks hear this show. Recently on DFW Let's Talk Craft Beer, folks have been all up in arms about Lone Pint pulling out Yellow Rose from DFW because apparently that's the only thing people want to sell from Lone Pint in DFW. Well, I respect Lone Pint as a brewery. I bought Gentleman's Relish and a couple other things. The distributor's like, hey, I have 2 6-year-olds left of Yellow Rose in DFW. Do you want one?
Holy shit.
And I was like, yes, gimme. And he's like, you got to take this pale ale. I was like, I don't care. Let's get it.
Oh, we got a pale ale now too?
Yeah, we do. Never had who? It. From Lone Pint. It's called Zeno.
Zeno.
Zeno's Pale Ale. I'm sure it's fine. They're a great brewery. They make Yellow Rose and other
Gentleman's
good beers.
Relish.
I like that beer.
Yeah. No.
I liked it.
Oh, it's one of Rody's favorites.
Yep.
When he's not looking up beers on the internet. God damn it, participate.
But we got that. And yesterday, we put it on at 6 o'clock yesterday evening.
Yeah.
And it is now half gone.
Yeah, what the hell?
Flew the fuck out.
That's crazy. You should have bought both of them.
He wouldn't let us.
What a dick.
I offered him money in exchange for beer.
I will buy two of your pale ale keg thingies. So they really pulled out, though. They're not coming back.
I mean, Lone Pint is still distributing to DFW, but you can't get Yellow Rose until you've quote-unquote earned it, I think, was how most people are putting it.
Oh.
Not their words. That's just what the internet has been saying.
Who do they distribute through?
If I recall correctly, they are either Full Clip or Favorite Brands. So they're not like Anders or Benny Keith or anything like that.
Huh.
Yeah. One of those F-word distributors.
It's good when beers flex their muscles, but it works. Boom. It works to make people try other things, which I'm okay with.
Yeah, and you know, to be fair, they're an excellent brewery, and to be pigeonholed as the Yellow Rose Brewery, that's most people look up that beer and it's like, oh, where's Yellow Rose Brewing? And that probably annoys the shit out of them because they've been around for quite a while. The other one, we've had this in a past iteration of the show, the Bochana Quarhip, which is their Braggot.
Braggot.
Which is a honey.
Oh.
It's a mead beer crossover type thing. I think we're getting that as well.
Oh.
Nice. I'm a fan of that beer.
Yeah.
The Braggot.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeesh.
Don't want to brag about it.
Very nice.
Braggot.
Braggot. So what do you think of this IPA? You didn't really say nothing.
Well, I'm trying to reset my palate.
Brody was so afraid that the grass and dirt would ruin his palate.
Yeah, your certified palate.
Just wait till I make you eat a magic bean.
Oh yeah, that's coming up.
Mm. There's some magic beans over there.
Fuck. But no, I would agree. Like it feels like most of the hops have kind of dropped out on this.
If it was even meant to have them, since it's tropical though, I mean that could be sort of what they were going for. A little bit.
Yeah,
it definitely dropped out a little bit, but maybe they were going for tropical. Less bitter.
Possibly. It seems, for 9%, it does not feel like a 9% beer at all.
No.
So, there's some of that.
Some of that. No, it's definitely not 9%. It is a lie. I've been sold a bucket of lies, and I want my money back. Oh, just kidding. What else? So
I do want to wish everyone a happy National Beer Day.
Today's that. Oh, got to check into something.
Yep.
I don't have my telecommunications device, or I would check into something right away.
So you guys got any big plans for National Beer Day?
Yes. Yes, actually. Yeah. I'm going to serve national beers all day.
Hell yeah.
Hopefully. And there's an album release party tonight that you guys won't get to come to, but maybe we should put this out right now.
Yes. Go live.
That's what we'll do.
Hack into the internet, Chris.
I'm already in.
Boom.
Bam.
That's what she said?
The new internet?
No, the dark web. It's from the deep dark.
It's been shut down.
Has it really?
It has.
Who shut it down?
Trump.
I fucking knew it. Did you guys hear that there are Texan soldiers going down to the border? 150 National Guard?
Yep.
On their way right now to protect us.
Good.
Thank God.
Phew, that's a load off my mind. All those hardworking people just trying to make their lives better and they can't get in now, that's excellent. That's great news.
They're going to stop the drugs because the drugs just come right across the border.
Yeah, they come from the people who drive across the border.
That's where the drugs come from.
Yes.
It's not through, you know, freight, sneaky freight, stuff like that.
Yeah.
No. Montequilla.
Montequilla. Monsanto. It's really not genetically modified corn that we're worried about. It's the drugs.
It's the genetically modified cocaine. What happened to good old-fashioned organic cocaine, right? Am I right?
Yes.
I'm not right. There's nothing organic.
Snorted it all.
An ingredient is literally fucking gasoline.
I snorted it all by myself.
Ooh. Rhodey just brought his cans out. He just popped those suckers right out.
Those look like Foster's cans.
Foster's. Australian for craft beer. No, it's not.
I promise these taste a lot better.
Does Foster's not have the craft beer signal on it?
Foster's does not. Although Australia is making some pretty fucking killer craft beer down there.
I believe it. They're smart.
Yeah.
And they do things different than we do.
Crikey.
That was, if they have an Australian. Crocodile Dundee stout or a Crocodile Dundee like light beer. It'd be awesome.
You know that exists. Has to exist.
You have to stab it with a Bowie knife to get in there.
That's not a bottle opener.
Yeah.
There's a bottle opener.
Pulls it.
Then you got to stab it with a stingray's tail.
Oh, too soon. That was only 6 years ago. That's too soon, man.
Holy shit. I need to scoot away from Chris. I do not want to get shocked.
Is that the Mad Sea Flap Flap Ale? That's what the code name for stingrays are, is Sea Flap Flap.
Sea Flap Flap.
C-flap-flap.
C-flap-flap. Who came up with that? I swear to God you just invented that.
The web.
You know?
Imager.
Yeah.
If I had Google, I would ask Google right now, what the fuck is a C-flap-flap?
Yeah, I wish that was me, but I haven't had an original thought in like 7 years.
We're sitting in your original thought right now. Sort of.
I know. I should open a brewery. No one's done that.
You're the first. No one's done it since the 1800s.
Truth.
Truth is in the pudding.
Is it? Is that what that was? It's kind of chewy. I'm not going to not eat it.
Oh, there's still more of this beer left.
Good point, David.
What?
All right.
So question. There was this guy that is getting out of jail, and he was in jail for 6 years, and the cops framed him for murder, and he's suing for $10 million.
Good.
Would that be worth it?
No.
How many years would you do in prison for how much money? That's a good question right there.
And the thing is, you have to do the time first.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd rather do that because I'd spend all the money and then they'd take me away from the money.
Yeah.
I'd be like a scream. No, that's my Ferrari.
You'd be sitting there at commissary. Please give me just half a fucking Snickers bar. I have $10 million.
It's a serious question, though. So if I was going to give you $5 million, would you do 3 years in jail? Serious time.
Oh,
nope. No.
Not a fucking chance.
Maybe 1 year for $5
million. 1 year.
It would be, and you know, I'd write the whole time. I'd go to my happy place because bad things happen in prison, but I would write like what happened, and then I would use the $5 million to start a book.
Oh, shit.
And then like sell the shit out of that book and then become a super pop millionaire with just a giant gaping butthole from all the prison sex.
How My Ass Was Turned Inside Out.
The name of the book.
The subtitle will be not brought to you by Disney Pixar Studios.
Oh, Disney's going to buy the rights to your book.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know, man. I don't even know because like you'd miss Christmas, your birthday, and all that crap. You'd spend a whole year of your life. Like I was trying to think about that. You'd have a whole year of memories in your life of being in jail.
Yep.
You'd forget things like what it was like on the outside.
And it would change the way you think, too.
Yep.
For sure.
You have to be a predator.
You go in there, you're like, oh, the iPhone X. And then you go, when you come out, you're like, oh, the iPhone 12. What happened to the 11th one?
And oddly enough, there wasn't one.
Holy shit, 3 Marvel movies came out. I need to watch them all now.
Yep.
Oh, I'd have to miss. No.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're in the vault now.
Oh, no, the Disney vault. Fuck you, Disney.
But here's the upside. You get to miss a year of Trump presidency.
Oh, yay.
We're not political.
What? So what would you do, Rhodey? How much money would it cost for you to go to jail for a while? Or Chris, either one. Somebody tell me.
Rhodey's the biggest out of everyone here, so yeah. I think he would do pretty fine.
Which means I'm the target.
Yeah, that's true. He is the target.
That's very true.
That's a big guy. Kick his ass.
I don't know. I feel like we'd all have a rough time in prison. I don't think anyone goes to prison thinking, oh, sweet.
I don't have to cook ever again.
Finally, I'll be the one running the show.
That'd be the worst. I'm like, I need the vegetarian meal. And they go, ha-ha, have some fucking chicken.
Yeah. Yep.
Here's some gruel.
Ooh.
So what was it, like 5 years for how many? 7?
He did 6 years and he's getting $10 million.
Mm. No.
That's a long time.
Especially like, I'd depend on where to. Like if it's in my 40s, I'd be like, you know what, I'm about to retire. I can spend 6 years in jail. Yeah. But if it's like your 20s, that's like 6 years of awesomeness. Oof. Gone.
Yep.
Yeah. There's so many, I was about to say something really bad.
So many porns.
Yeah. So much stuff that I'm going to miss out on.
Yeah.
What you also have to think about is if anybody got wind of that, they'd be hitting you up for money.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's in jail. True.
Okay, well, it's completely secret. We're way overthinking this now. Yeah. No one will know.
There's a lot of stipulations.
Your bottom is protected. Okay, you got protection inside.
Oh.
So you're not going to get raped. There's no.
Well, then what's
rape.
The point of going to prison?
I was looking forward to this. That's weird. No, I mean prison, not the raping.
I'd say for 5 years, I would at least have to have like 15 million.
So you'd do that? 15? Yeah. And it's probably untaxed. No, a lawsuit. I wonder how much tax you have to pay.
Yeah, because that's not going to be a cheap trial.
Yeah,
that high profile. Framing someone for motherfucking murder, that's not good.
I wonder what those cops, they probably got nothing.
So
slap on the wrist.
Coming up soon, 50 Shades Grey Part 6, starring Chris.
50 Shades of Prison Grey.
That's actually over now. The trilogy's done.
Oh, thank God it's only 3.
No, it's a reality TV show. You get $15 million, but you're going to get raped every night.
That's a pretty good concept, just saying.
And it's got a kooky theme song, too. Who wants to get fucked in the ass tonight? It's 5 years of prison.
Well, there goes our family-friendly episode, miss.
Yep.
That is gone. Sorry, children. Earmuffs.
Suck it.
Retroactive.
What did that say?
Suck it. Which is what you'll be doing if you end up signing on the dotted line.
I feel like we should change the subject. I don't know.
What episode?
Yeah, that was what hit my head.
I try to turn a healthy conversation and it goes completely sexual. Jesus.
Would I was just you trying to farm for $1 million. Well, if I had to take something up the ass. Sorry, that's just where I go with things. Was that not the question?
Well, a farm eggplant. What do you expect me to do?
Anything's a topic if you're brave enough.
So Mr. Rogers had a great show. I don't know what to do.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah.
Damn.
Now this smells a lot grassy. This is what the grassy soda should have smelled like.
Yes.
Also would have preferred it to taste more like this.
Oh my God, that's
this
good.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love this.
I can't read it.
It doesn't blow up the... So it's got a little bit of the dank flavors in it, but with grassy notes, but without going like total, you know, diesel fuel cat box craziness.
Scorched earth.
Yeah.
That is the most amazing name I've ever seen. Laser Floodlight Show.
Laser Floodlight Show?
I think that's what that says, right?
That's what they used
fog
to call
light.
Me.
Foglight, sorry. Laser Foglight Show.
Excellent.
That's your nickname?
Yeah, that's my nickname.
Like, everybody used to call me LFS.
You're so fucking cloudy, we could shoot lasers through you.
What are you up to tonight, LFS? Woo! Well, you guys know I'm going to a laser fog show tonight. Going to have a great time.
Nice. No, I enjoy this immensely. What brewery is this?
This is Central Standard out of Wichita, Kansas.
Very nice.
Huh. And you actually went there, didn't you?
I did. Well, can't get this anywhere.
How cool was it?
It was pretty cool. They also have a small sour program. They have about 3 different small fooders.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they do a lot of IPAs. They actually have a grisette. Yeah.
They're one of two breweries that I know of that has a grisette.
Right.
Who's the other one? Oh, Division. I know that. I was like, damn it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, shit.
Shit.
So this is their New England IPA.
Oh.
But I like it.
It's 6.5%.
Extremely not New England-y at all.
It's not very
sweet. There's hop character.
Yeah. And it's, yeah, it's not fucking full of itself. It doesn't have to be giant, like, just sugar bomb, you know,
orange juice.
Yes, orange juice, which sometimes is nice, like, for breakfast. But, like, this is an actual beer that I would go out and buy more of. I don't want to just have it to try it once. I would buy more of this.
So, yeah, I was up in Oklahoma for work. They called me and said they had to have someone train up in Kansas. So I was sitting around doing nothing. So I was like, yeah, why not? And then, of course, the first thing I do was nearby breweries to hospital.
I'll go to Kansas. Did you meet Dorothy?
I did, actually.
Wow.
She's a bitch.
Toto? Was Toto still alive?
No, Toto's been dead for 12 years.
For a long time.
He blessed the rains down in Africa. And now you're all singing it in your head. You're lactose intolerant.
Oh.
I'd first actually heard about them because they did a collaboration with Rough Tail out in Oklahoma.
Nice.
Very nice.
They did Happy Hella Haze, I think is what it was. It was a fruitcake IPA.
Oh, fruitcake IPA.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Wow.
Cinnamon, vanilla, fruit. It was good, but it was not something I was like, yeah, I need to get a six-pack of that.
Do you like fruitcake originally?
Not really.
Yeah.
Really does anyone? Cakes. I think fruitcakes just, they just show up. I think all the fruitcakes in the world were made in 1968.
Yeah.
And they're just like, have been in a vault somewhere, and every year they send out fruitcakes to people in the mail, like aggressively.
I'm just used to that word being an insult, so I feel like we're all insulting each other.
Yeah, you fucking fruitcake.
It's not the F word that's the insult, it's the fruitcake word.
Yeah, they don't bleep out fuck, they bleep out fruitcake.
Did he just call me a jab turkey?
It's okay, I speak jive.
Oh my god. No, fruitcakes are the distant cousin of Jell-O molds, correct?
Yeah.
That's why they both get left at parties and nobody eats them.
I don't know. I dig some Jell-O, but not in a party setting, you know? No, I don't want people judging the way I eat my Jell-O.
I thought that was Sherry.
Who's Sherry? Sherry is Carrie.
Yeah, Sherry. Everybody leaves her at the party and no one eats her.
That was the longest awkward silence we've had yet. Congratulations, everyone.
What just happened there?
Woo!
We did it.
I made it.
Pepperidge Congratulations. Farm remembers.
Congratulations, Rody. You shut the shit down.
You're welcome.
You get the point. We need to have a star. We need to have an MVP of every episode.
Drake.
That would be fun.
Ooh, yeah. You get the MVP. That's nice. Yeah,
we'll give you like a gold star on your shirt. You can wear it the whole day. That'd be awesome. Like people ask, why do you have that on there? I was the best on the podcast today.
I did the best talking.
I talk good for a long time.
Speech good.
Ooh, that needs to say that on the pin. I talk good for a long time.
Yep.
Very nice.
All pin better than a star. Yes, David, you are correct. Oh, man. Yeah, people don't wear pins anymore.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah,
yes.
We need to do that immediately.
Make it really small so people have to look at it, and then they're rewarded with that phrase. If you really, that's the payoff.
Really tiny around it. If you put this pin on, you have to become Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That was terrible. I don't know.
Sucker. Go directly to Tim Allen.
Forgot the Mrs. Claus.
I was about to lay some hot Santa Claus references on y'all, but then I realized, to my delight, that I don't have any.
I think David just very quietly, very politely insulted the shit out of me.
No, of Santa Claus.
No, that was just, I thought you were talking about the movie.
The movie.
Yep. He's like, I have never seen that pile of crap, and you have.
No, I have. I have, but I did not retain any of it, which I'm immensely proud of as a human.
See? And I'm okay, stuck over here with all this shitty stuff.
The
Santa
Rose
Claus
Such a
Clatter
company. I really wanted to open a ladder company.
I really don't need
called
any
Rose
more
Such
of
a Clatter. Rose Such a Clatter company.
How functional do y'all want to be today?
Very.
I got to go watch that Shut Up movie with Jim Halpert.
Oh, are you going to watch that for real?
Yeah. I think it's called Get Out.
Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, Quiet Place.
Get Out's the other one.
You're going to go see that in the daytime when it's not scary and quiet?
Well, it's in a movie theater full. I've read online, I've read reviews of it, but not spoiling the movie. But everyone's like, Like, don't buy popcorn. Don't even buy soda because you can fucking hear it. You can hear people across the theater going.
Interesting.
And hopefully that's a soda.
What movie theater are you at?
It's the one where everyone wears trench coats. And okay, I'm just now realizing that's not that kind of movie theater.
Was Pee Wee Herman there? Was a dated reference?
No, that movie looks amazing. And the best part is that Jim Halpert was training his whole life with nonverbal cues, and now he's in a nonverbal movie.
I am ready to watch an hour and a half of Jim looks.
If he doesn't look at the camera once and make some stupid face
and go,
I would ask for your money back. Yeah. The part where she's in the bathtub going into labor, I was like, this movie looks good, but that looks a little so fucking ridiculous.
There's like, a water birth in that?
It's Emily Blunt. The name of the movie is, Silence or whatever?
Shut up.
Should be Awkward Silence. That'd be cool.
Awkward Silence.
Within the first 15 minutes, you should just yell out, where the fuck is Dwight?
But yeah, and also James Kronowski or
Krasinski.
James Krasinski. He directed it.
Oh, that's
right. Which
is
awesome, too. I was like,
I didn't know he directed that.
Yeah.
He's done a little bit of directing, which is really cool. I like that guy. I think he's cool.
And honestly, the whole production of the movie was also silent. So they all had to learn American Sign Language. And he wasn't like action. He went like with the clapper thing. But even that had felt on it. So I did that just so that people in the audio medium here could gain from my visual cues of me doing all kinds of gestures.
We should We should start a podcast like that.
A silent podcast?
Just 1 hour of us doing sign language to each other.
Yes. If you crank the volume all the way up, you can hear us breathing.
It's the best fucking show ever. We're gonna release a 1 hour of silence and see if anybody even says anything.
Wait, if we just do the show like right after I come upstairs, we'll get all that audio.
That's true.
Are you slightly out of shape, Brody? Is that what we're trying to get at?
I love beer.
This has been an hour of heavy breathing.
We're making white noise for you people to go to sleep to. You should thank us.
You should. Super creepy. Oh,
<geez. laughs> And I'll come in and go.
The breathing's coming from inside the podcast.
You look different when you sleep.
Oh, damn. Nickel for every time I've heard that.
We could just do super creepy sounds. That'd be so him breathing and us just whispering things like, where are your socks at? Like somebody's in there. You can make a sound of a drawer opening.
Holy shit, live like this.
If you want to freak somebody out, and just talk to them in general conversation and all of a sudden like, hey, that's that same thing you do when you sleep. And just walk off.
Hey, you remember that really embarrassing thing you did in seventh grade?
Yeah, let's think about that for a while.
Oh, shit.
Timothy still hates you.
What's that? What was it called when you go to sleep and play a tape and it was supposed to hypnotize you? What was that called? That fad that happened for a while?
Scientology.
You're awake for that one. You put your little hands on there and Xenu tells you it's okay to give money to Scientology.
Yes.
Hey, Xenu.
Wait, that's the new beer you just got from Lone Pine, isn't it?
Xenu? Yes, it is. It's Xenu.
Xenu Panel.
It's liquid Scientology.
Is it really Xenu? I apologize.
It's Xeno with a Z-E-N-O.
That's pretty damn close. I apologize.
I think Xenu is X-E-N-U.
It is. I can't. His name is not Xenu. It's something really close to that. Zerbot, Zernot.
It's like Zagathor, Zagathiatrix.
It's weird. I was playing this game from
the 80s. Slow down. I'm trying to get these names for my daughter.
Xenu.
Xenu.
Xenu Rhodey. Xenu Rhodey. Kayla and I are playing that game. It's so much not fun. She's like, Connor. And I was like, Connor for real. I'm a style boy for life. She didn't get the references from Popstar. That movie is so awesome. And then we started listening to You Wanna Fuck Me Like They Fuck Bin Laden. And of course, the gay song is absolutely ridiculous.
Not gay.
Big titties, barbecue, not gay. If I was gay, I would want equal rights. And he does remind you over 300 times in that song that he's not gay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's so funny. Sandberg is a genius. And he's got Pink on it, too. And she's like, gay or straight, it's all the same.
It's all the same, for sure.
Have you seen that movie, David?
Oh, I have not.
I have it on Blu-ray. You're borrowing that.
All right. I've got some homework.
We can watch it. Yeah, it's great. Have you seen it, Chris?
What movie is it?
Popstar.
Cancel your tickets to it's Quiet Lonely, Place. It's yeah. Watching Popstar.
It's Lonely Island, the movie they did together.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the one where like he puts like his dick on the outside of a limo or something?
Yes. Yeah. Sign me right the fuck up.
Well, he's talking to the other guy, and the guy's like, I'm living the life, and it's great, and all these girls, and then there's a big dick behind him. Yeah. And then he turns around, and he's like, put that away. It's ridiculous. I stand for any Andy Samberg movies ever.
Big time.
Hot Rod is like the best.
It's actually terrible.
No, you're terrible. You're a terrible person. You like stuff that I like too.
Yeah, you fucking got him, man.
You really don't like it, Hot Rod?
I have never watched the whole thing.
Oh.
Now that is the longest silence we've ever had on the show.
That was the best conversation. Do y'all have time? Can you do it again?
Have you seen Hot Rod?
I've seen parts of it.
Oh my fucking God. Have you seen Hot Rod, Chris?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. God
What's
bless.
About dirt bikes? You're not dirt bike. The
stuntman.
Stuntman.
He's a fucking stuntman. He's like, jump in the pool today at 2:00. See you there. And he's handing out flyers to all these little kids.
I feel like Chris just took a stab in the dark. Who's like,
motorbike.
Yeah, it's about that hospital, right?
His dad does go to the hospital. Watch, it's like he saw it.
Watching Jessica Jones is real good. I've seen the first 3 episodes.
Have you watched any more episodes since?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I actually get most of my movie watching done through memes online. I know, like, there's like 6 fucking memes of Hot Rod.
Yes.
Like, where he's like standing in the auditorium and everyone's like laughing. He doesn't know whether he's being embarrassed or like,
he's at the movie theater.
Yep.
So funny. So damn funny.
What movie is good is I watched it last night is Game Over Man.
Game Over Man. That's what the workaholics guys, right?
Yes, it is.
Pretty crazy. It's a little crazy.
It actually really is. A lot gorier than I thought it was going to be.
I was really sad.
Gorier?
Shaggy should not have died.
Spoiler alert.
Wait, are we talking Scooby-Doo or it wasn't me?
It wasn't me.
It was him.
It's so funny.
It was totally him.
And then the other person that dies, the Scrubs guy. What's his name? The black dude from Scrubs. Turkleton. It's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He gets murdered viciously.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I was like, what is going on
here? His name is Donald.
Glover? No, it's not Glover.
Donald Glover.
Sutherland.
That's Deadpool.
No, that's not. Sutherland. Donald McDuck.
Oh, Kiefer's father. Yeah. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
No, sorry, Sterling.
It's not Donald Sterling either.
He loves black people.
Trump.
And he has to say that.
Trump. Donald Duck.
Donald
I remember now. He's great. He's great in Scrubs.
Kransky.
Donald Kransky.
You made that up. Who the fuck's a Kransky?
Oh, my God.
Donald Faison.
That's
the name of the man.
Please tell me that's a PH.
No, it's F. F-A-I-S-O-N. It's like Saison, but with the F. Like if you have a really heavy lisp. Yeah, let me get that Favon. Jesus. Favons are my favorite.
I kind of want to hang out with that guy now. What's up, Favon? What's up, Favon? I was never a huge... Well, no, I like Scrubs, but I wasn't a huge watcher of it.
That was the first show I ever binge-watched. My brother bought all the DVDs because it wasn't Netflix yet.
Remember when you had to get up and change the disc?
It was a pain in the ass, and we watched it on the motherfucking GameCube.
Nice.
How did you watch it on GameCube? Did it have little fucking discs? GameCube only took those 3-inch discs.
Okay, no, that I messed up. We had a DVD player, fancy, and also a GameCube, double fancy.
With the RF switch where you can switch between them, where you click the switch
and
the
switches between them.
Which makes it all the same thing.
Click. Yes. Yeah, it's the same. It's the Game Center Cube Station play.
No, so GameCube absolutely released some movies, didn't they, with a little disc? I swear they did. If not, it's the PlayStation, what was that thing called?
Vita?
Yeah, Vita.
No, it was Vita.
It's PSP.
No. What was that damn thing
called? I had it.
Game Boy Advance.
But it took little discs, and people bought movies for it. I was like, this is crazy.
Betamax.
It's crazy. It was. You carried it around with a shoulder strap.
Laserdisc.
And you put these goggles on. It was like a helmet that weighed 400 pounds.
We were just talking about the audacity of GameCube to claim that their next big thing was, our console has a handle on it, so you can take it to your buddy's house.
What?
And like fucking
mobile gaming.
No one did.
Well, So funny story, my original Xbox, I did take that everywhere because I did a lot of LAN parties. I had a case. Do you remember the case I had on it? It would zip up and we could take it wherever we were going. It was awesome.
Nice. Damn, dude.
We took it everywhere because LAN party for Halo was the best.
Agreed.
And if there's a LAN party that ever happens here, Halo better be involved. Controllers and keyboards, you douches.
That's literally the only contribution I will have to that fucking thing.
I have found that we are allowed to insult controllers and keyboards because they do it to me all the time and us all the time.
They definitely do. They said that I play Candy Crush. That is a blatant fucking lie. It's Angry Birds 2, get it right, squawk, squawk.
And as many times as Goat has said, fuck Tyree. I would be like, well, fuck you too, guys. No, we love you. But seriously, make sure there's Halo at the LAN party. The original Halo. Not the remastered chief bullshit.
I have the original Xbox original Halo at home.
Whoa!
I have that.
Do you have the original Xbox, though?
One of my interns a long time ago gave me his fucking Xbox with, like, all his games.
Do you have the massive controller that came with it that's the bigger Duke? Than your
yes,
face?
Yes. I have two giant fucking controllers.
Oh, my God. Why isn't that up here?
I need to find it.
Oh. That would be one explanation. That's pretty impressive. Sorry.
Bam.
So you do have
fucking
that.
Art.
Artistic. I like talking about things we see on the show.
Yeah. And then y'all get to see. Well, it's probably going to be the show picture because that's
fucking
fantastic.
Speaking of art.
This beer here also comes to us from Wichita KS, which I'm assuming stands for KISS. Central Standard Brewing's Yarrow Games? Yard Games. Yard Games. Not Yarrow. That doesn't make sense, David. That's a stupid thing. So we're drinking.
It looks like Yazo.
Central Standard's. Yard Games.
That looks like Yazo, though.
Whoever it does. I saw it. I was like, what the fuck's a Yazo? Am I going to have to look something up?
So this is a fruited goza.
Ooh.
Oh, good. I'm glad goza. I didn't pour it.
So it's got peaches
and guava.
I poured
half a glass of this.
Ooh, it's only 4.8.
Okay. Peaches and guava. Are you sure this isn't a Northeast IPA?
Whoa. They put sea salt in it.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Holy balls.
I hope you're ready for this.
That is sea salt, peaches, and whatever is underneath it.
I'm just going to tell you, on the nose,
guava.
Robitussin.
Okay.
Oh, you don't taste Robitussin, trust me.
Whoa! I'm pretty sure the last time I tasted that, there was a flower in my drink, like a little fucking umbrella. That is tropical as fuck. Oh my God. Quite intense.
Do you remember the sour gumballs that were hollow inside?
Yep.
Yes.
That's what it tastes like.
Yes.
Ew.
Man, you just took me back to the Amigo Land Mall in Brownsville, Texas right now.
You guys remember when I only poured a sip because I knew what was coming?
Now give it to Chris.
Good thing so we have a 32-ounce crowler of it.
Holy hell. But it's not overbearing like a goza is because it's not like, hey, salt, 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 and flavor. It's more like salt flavor.
Chris, that's not enough, sir. You had more dirt soda.
And you're the
you
only
consumed
person,
more.
Yeah, you're the only person that mixed it. But there is some dirt soda right here. If anybody
it does smell like Robitussin.
Clean your palate.
I'm going to pass on that.
That will clean your palate clean.
I'll just go lick the actual fucking dirt. It tastes better. Robitussin, right?
That does taste like Robitussin.
Well, it smelled like it. It tasted very different for me.
Not for me.
Chris loves it.
Holy shit.
He's asking for more.
Yeah. That was a good holy shit because it wasn't followed by that's disgusting.
Right.
Hit the button, Rody.
That's like the widest thing you've ever said.
Hit the button, Rody. I like it. I approve of that.
I would drink the other one far more often than I would drink this one.
No, I would agree. Okay. But it's interesting. It also has lactose in it.
Oh. Whoa. Joke's on you, Chris. Sorry for your butt.
The look your friend gives you when you kill him. Good job. Good job, Rody.
Throwing me a dirty bomb.
Just remember who did it. It wasn't me or David. Is this it? Do we have any more?
I mean, we have one more.
It's a quadruple IPA.
It's a Imperial Stout.
That fucking knows my next guess. Aged in 17 different barrel variations. Oh, yes. I did. So me and David had a friendly bet going on about something. We're not going to say that out loud, I guess. But
nah, we don't have to.
Do you want another one?
Course.
Okay.
I don't want the rest of this shit. That's really not shit. Good job, Central Standard Brewing. It's really good. I just don't want it. I bought the, it's a 903 bomber, the Sasquatch that was aged in wine barrels. It's the second most expensive bomber I've ever purchased.
Nice.
So that's what we're going to split.
Awesome.
And I got the pineapple
upside down cake.
Upside down cake from Braindead.
Bam.
Ooh, I've heard great things about that.
Oh, he likes yours better than mine.
God, no, dude. Okay, so I hadn't even heard of that one yet. Aged in, what kind of wine barrels are we talking about? Cabernet?
I don't remember.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it
Oh, so here's the question. Do we want to age that or do we want to go ahead and pop it?
It's up to you. That's your winnings. We get to share it. I said we would share it either way.
Yes. And then maybe we can do a wine barrel aged beer show.
Can you go ahead and play the Doogie Howser theme song while we research?
That's so funny.
That's Doug. That's not Doogie Howser.
I never watched Doogie Howser.
That doesn't sound like research music.
Like I can oh, I can't hear it in my head because I'm hearing the fucking Law and Order. Dun, 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 dun.
I could research to that. We can play that. I'm just kidding. Nice. No, good call. We'll have to research that.
Yep.
Are you sure you want to do another one? It's an Imperial Coffee Stout.
Well, if we just do one and not both, I don't know.
No, we got to do both.
Why both? It's all good. All good in the hood. I would like to do one can of that, not both.
Okay. David, chug the rest of your beer.
Yeah.
Fucking guava piece of
goodness.
Well, that's fine. Goodness.
We can keep this then. We can keep it.
Mmm. So good.
Not going to cough for the rest of the day.
No. That's a good thing, though. Oh, that, I don't hate that. It's good.
Chugging that tastes delicious. It's delicious. When you stop is when you get the stuff that happened beforehand.
When you actually stop and taste it, it's
terrible. Have David come up here and swig some of this.
Yesterday was the 3-week countdown. Oh, I mean, 2 days ago was 3-week countdown.
Avengers.
Oh, fuck yeah. Did you end up buying your ticket?
No, not yet.
I thought you were...
That theater you're all are going to get, I'm probably not going to go to.
You don't want to sit that close?
That's pretty
close.
No,
he's been banned from it.
What's wrong? The seats lean all the way back.
Them like laying down.
It's almost like laying down. Yeah, sorry. We should have told you it was super expensive. And
Chris, you just said panicking. You go to prison for 6 years.
Yeah, good point.
For $15 million.
You can't lay down for 2 hours of a movie.
You're going to be laying down for 6 years.
Fuck you for calling something back from earlier.
So fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, now we can't embrace that.
All my friends are gone. All my friends are dead. Pour this out for my homies.
Speaking of... No.
Speaking of your homies.
I have no homies. But yeah, so it's 3 weeks away from Avengers Infinity War. Super pumped. Oh my God, that trailer. We talked a little bit. No, we didn't.
The most ambitious crossover event in Marvel history.
Period history, David.
Correct.
Period.
Period history.
Don't fuck with that.
Punctuation
this
history.
This crossover is more hyped than the crossover with Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Or.
And that was a huge.
That was a big one.
What about Scooby-Doo and the Harlem Globetrotters?
God damn it, Chris. You took my fucking reference.
For real?
I was going to say Super Scooby-Doo and Supernatural.
Yeah, that bullshit. What the fuck are you with that?
Scale. Did y'all actually watch that Supernatural episode?
Fuck no. Do you like that show? No. You do, don't you?
I do like that show.
I knew it. You like the WG.
Where's my get the fuck out of here button?
You like the WB, WG.
Did you know he's Jensen Ackles is making a brewery?
Yes, we know all about that.
Yeah, it's called family.
It's called money. I have it. You don't.
Yes.
Is that the name
it's called,
of it?
Oh, it's a high barrier of entry into this industry. No fucking problem. I've already worked my whole goddamn life and I have all this money lying around to just buy shit.
Sir, this is going to cost you at least 2 episodes pay to open this brewery.
Aww. Yep. Darn.
2.5 was my limit. Good thing.
Don't worry. I know how it feels.
Hide your money. There's poor people around.
Wait, we're the poor people. Damn it.
Yeah.
I'd be hunting them. Be like, give me that money.
Hide my own goddamn money. Because then I'd spend it.
So this is Mermaider, and it is delicious.
By Death Clock?
Very close.
Mermaider.
Actually, it's called Merdude, which is actually pretty cool. 10%.
That's why I asked if you wanted it.
It's Russian really... Imperial Coffee Stout.
It's a milk stout, and this is one of the most delicious things I've ever drank in my life.
This is very nice.
Yeah. Holy Jesus.
Yep.
Congratulations, Merdude. You're the best.
I have wet dreams about that beer.
Her laughing in the background. Good. So play that again. She starts laughing when he says, I have wet dreams.
Holy. I have wet dreams about that beer.
I did not notice that before.
Is there something
she's
going on?
Super, oh, she's
the
like,
sound bite her has become sound
it.
Bitten.
Yes. She likes that.
That's a sound bite.
She likes that. It's like, I have wet dreams. She's like, in the background.
Sorry, Greg.
Not Greg. Who's the Jeff?
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah. Jeff. Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Just said sorry to the brother.
Oh man, that's so that wrong. Super weird. I can't even begin to articulate how uncomfortable that made me.
What, they like Games of Thrones? It's fine.
Games of Thrones is very accepting of incest. This is true.
All four of them listen to the show.
Hey, if you believe in Adam and Eve, we're all fucking incest, so it's cool. whatever you want to do is cool. We all came from the same two people. Bitch ate an apple, and here I am. Woo!
That needs to be a tagline for something, man. That's just, that rolls off the tongue.
Bitch ate an apple, let's go.
I think that, you know what, that sounds like a Drake lyric. Bitch ate an apple, now we're here.
That sounds like Jason's intro to history.
Yo, buckle the fuck up. Bitch ate an apple.
Yeah, because I'd be like a coach, though. I'd be like, bitch ate an apple, here we are. Let's watch this movie, Braveheart. It'll teach you a lot about Scottish history.
Freedom!
And then, of course, I'll jump up. Oh, I forgot there's nudity, and fast forward through it. Because that's what they do. Skip this part. I saw titties, coach. I liked them.
Those are pretty good in Braveheart.
But that's, I don't want to talk about
David approves
she
of that.
She dies shortly after.
It's a funny story. My twin older brothers, their marching band show their senior year was Braveheart. And so they just watched Braveheart in the band hall all year long. Like, it was always just like playing in the band hall. VHS tape. They wore the shit out of that VHS tape.
That's rough. That movie makes me cry. I start crying when she dies and cry all the way through that damn movie. Yeah. It's so terrible.
Because it's not even like it's building up. Oh, no. It's just like a death. Like, no big deal.
Death.
Oh, cut her throat.
Death. Betrayal. No big
deal. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Death, death, betrayal, death, betrayal, betrayal. William Wallace. Freedom! Death.
Yeah. And the guy's name is Bruce in there.
God damn it.
And he's not a Wayne.
Who's Bruce in that movie?
Bruce hit it.
Yeah, Bruce.
he's the one that fucking betrays him and then turns around and leads his army.
Yep.
You douchebag. I wish I could go back in time and kick that guy in the testicles.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have any, so. If you have not gathered, I actually do have strong emotional positions about Braveheart.
I had to ask my mom what that curly thing was and what they were going to, when he's being tortured. I was like, what's that for? Castration?
Yeah, just watch.
I was like, oh, because it doesn't show anything.
It doesn't, but it shows the tugging. Like the tugging. Yeah. Oh, man. That sticks with me. And it's fucking Mel Gibson. So, you know you're going to see some kind of fucking torture.
I'm getting upset right now.
Yep.
He's being gutted, isn't he?
He's being drawn and quartered It's basically a live vivisection, and it's on display in front of everyone. And
what's a vivisection, David?
Next time on Casually Lit Podcast, we talk about vivisection.
Now we just need a hot chick to eat it.
I saw your finger hovering over a button. I was wondering which one it was.
God damn it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Everybody's Googling vivisection right now. People pulled over in their cars to Google. Oh.
Now people are throwing up in their cars.
People are not going to work, calling in.
For the love of God, don't Google image search that.
Hey, boss, I just found out what a vivisection is. I'm not coming to work today. Found out that William Wallace was killed, because that's based on a true story.
Got a real bad case of the holy fuck.
Yeah, I can't come into work today. I'm come down with a case of vivisection.
My wife has me tied up. Oh.
Boom.
I don't know, man. I don't bloody know.
It's pretty section.
It's a pretty harsh note to end the show on. It's like, how do we all pick this back up?
Oak Cliff Brewing got the license.
They did.
Who? Is this another one of your made up bullshit?
No, they did. I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
Marco Polo getting their season two again?
Gotta hope not.
Rody's making stuff up again. Did you hear about Astronomical Brewing in Astro, Texas? They just got open.
Oh, down in Houston?
Oak Cliff. There really is a brewery called Oak Cliff.
Yeah.
Brewing Company. Yeah, you poured with them. About. Yeah, yeah.
They got their TABC and OCBC.
Same place.
I feel like I should have paid more attention to them.
That just happened Thursday.
Yeah,
I just got that, and then they put a video up today of a very popular Japanese technique of sealing wood.
I feel
where you scorch it.
I feel like if I was Deep Ellum, I would be like, "Oh, hey, by the way, we have a beer named that. So have fun while we pull a Wahoo on you." That is what happened to Wahoo.
Pull a
Brewing.
Wahoo. Yep.
Yep. Because Wahoo Brewing, there was a beer called Wahoo from Somebody.
Ballast Point.
Yep. Ballast Point, yeah.
And they said, ha, you can't use that name.
But Oak Cliff Brewing Company, they're actually in Oak Cliff, and the town was called Oak Cliff before Deep Elm ever made that beer. So,
yeah, but you know how that goes.
Unfortunately, I do.
The name, whoever owns the copyright of the name, therefore owns it all.
Yeah, so that's a good thing about my porter.
One name.
Ain't
to
no
rule
goddamn
them all.
Thing called Pantego.
Not yet. Yes, let's hurry. Get that done.
Yep.
Label approval tomorrow.
Shazam.
Oh, you do got to do that. You get to go through label approvals.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's exciting.
I will be happy to do that.
$1 million a beer. That's it. No big deal.
$1 million a beer, please.
You got to go in the negatives when you first start making beer. It's great. Makes sense.
Yeah, it's just massive fucking debt, and if everything collapses, my life's over, but that's all.
Some guy, your life's not over.
Ah,
GoFundMe.
There you go. GoFundMe.
Help me pay my debt. With a picture with you with both thumbs up.
Hey, but who's got two like thumbs and lost all his fucking money?
But make it look like you're in a hospital bed.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah. I'll get my my Apple iPods and shove them up my nose, make it look like a...
I just want to point out that the last time somebody joked about that, they ended up in a hospital bed.
That is true.
That was a bad joke,
it's documented.
Lordy. You will be in a hospital bed now.
I don't believe in karma. That's bullshit.
No, it's whatever it's called. It's not called karma. When you say something, it comes true later.
That's premonition.
Got witch powers. I'm fucking terrified of you right now.
If you need the money, David, you want to go to jail?
Yes.
That's true. We'll
do
get you out
want
of jail.
To go to jail?
Yes, please.
We should.
Yes, I would like to commit one murder, please.
Oh, we'll just start a Kickstarter, reality TV show. We'll do a whole web-based TV show.
Done.
Raise money, put somebody in jail. We'll film them, you know, every day while they're in jail, and they get paid. Like, it's a pretty good TV show.
Woo.
Up, done. Casually lit the show in some kind of jail.
The actual show. Casually shit show.
Yes, but coming up, we're going to start going live from the room. There's new stuff coming up, so get ready for all that business.
Live from the studs.
Like the Facebook, like the Instagram. We'll go live from either or both, maybe one or the other. YouTube, actually, that's a really good place to go live from. Casual Fridays are coming back.
Woo!
We got a spot to work on stuff now.
Yes, we do.
It's pretty exciting.
Got us a workstation.
Yes. Don't forget to check out our brothers and sister at Controllers and Keyboards, C&K Crew. Search either one of those. There is a party coming up here with them.
Yes.
We're teasing it now. We're not going to explain it.
We're planning it.
Yeah.
Shit's in the works.
In fact, Mr. King Kong himself will be up here tomorrow. This will be out or today. We'll be up here hanging out with David, doing some plans. And don't forget to check out Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Maybe give those guys a listener to, especially if you like music.
Whiskey Boy Radio.
Yes.
Funky Town Podcast.
Absolutely. We love the Lord. He's doing great stuff.
He's doing the Lord's work.
Yes, he is.
He's literally his own work.
And of course, there are brothers that share the same room with us. Don't forget, I was on the last episode that's published right now. I was on the episode of Good Brew Guide.
Yes.
If you want to hear some drama, some serious drama, some arguing, some really excited stuff. If you want to hear me and Michael just kill each other, listen to it, though.
If you love New England IPAs, so do these guys.
Woo. So does that guy.
That one guy.
It's like, ooh.
You should totally make a New England IPA, but don't if you don't want to, but you should.
Just search Good Brew Guide, listen to them. They're really good. I like those guys, of course. We listen. And also listen to Chris's other favorite podcast, Sword and Scale, because we promote the shit out of them now.
Yeah, apparently.
Raise a Glass.
Yes.
Yeah.
Domus was here.
Domus did a live show here.
Yep.
They did a show here?
They did a show here.
Yep, they recorded one right here in my tap room.
I'm glad no one told me about that, and I had no idea. I hate everybody.
We wanted them to have a good show, and we didn't want you to fanboy
that
on them.
That makes sense. Pretty pissed off about this now. Fuck them all, hate them all, hate you guys, both of you. That's the last time you'll be mentioned by me, at least. But I love you guys. Yeah, they do great stuff.
Yep.
When were they here?
I don't remember.
Last Saturday. Mm.
They did bring... Was it... They didn't, like, set up equipment or anything. They
no.
Just kinda,
no,
yeah,
they had
crazy
the person.
They had the recorder right in the middle of the table when they were playing Connect Four.
Oh, that's what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because so I was like, "Yeah, you want me to get these glasses out of your way?"
They were doing an actual podcast.
Yeah, you didn't know when they said shh.
Was James here?
Had I known they were doing a podcast, I would have stopped my busy day and gone and spoken to them
on
their podcast.
Linderman. James wasn't here, was he?
He shaved his mustache and beard off. I didn't recognize him when he was here. Well, he wouldn't. Was he?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God, I feel
I'm
like
a busy American.
Thanks for saying hi to us. He shaved his mustache and beard off.
Yeah. I did not recognize him until he was standing like right next to Domus. I was like, oh, hey. Hey, man.
That's pretty cool.
He now looks like he's 14, by
also
the way.
Creepy. Like he could sneak up and kill me now.
He's a 14-year-old with a master's degree.
You've lost your celebrity prowess. Yeah. That's probably why you didn't get a discount. Otherwise, I would have discounted you.
Oh, man.
Because I didn't recognize you.
Got to keep the beard. I grew a beard to open this brewery.
Now I feel like I saw his debit card. God damn it.
Yeah, maybe you should shout out, like, hey, I'm with Razor Glass.
Thanks for
podcast.
Coming.
Can I get that discount?
Yeah.
You get the pod discount.
It's weird. When you hit the podcast discount, it adds money. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
It's a podcast count.
It's the one that David says I can hit every time. He's like, hit that button for yourself, Jason. Why'd the money double? Don't worry about it.
Word.
It'll fix itself in the long run. Podcast discount. Blam.
There's so much money in podcasting. Blam, it's blam, ridiculous, you guys. Blam.
All right, we love you guys. We'll see you next time. Big things coming.
You've been listening to Casually Lit. My name's David Gill from 4040adventures.com. Thank you for listening.